My name is Karina Gould. I'm Chochenyo Ohlone with Indian People Organizing for Change.
Tell me what we're doing here this morning.
We are gathering today to have a ceremony that's for an indeterminate amount of time to peacefully resist the destruction of the burial sites of this area. The area has burial sites that are over 3,500 years old. The Greater Vallejo Recreation District has tried for the last 10 years to get stuff together to create a park-like place that has bathrooms and parking lots, and that will grade the hill that was land that was moved from when they built condominiums. We are not for sure that the land does not have artifacts and burial remains still in there, and we are stuck on that process, not knowing whether or not that is happening. So people from all over the country have come to support us in holding down this place to resist and to occupy this land until we can come up with a better solution for this area.
And how long have you been engaged in this struggle?
For 10 years. We've been working on it for 10 years. We've had numerous conversations with the Greater Vallejo Recreation District. We've had numerous discussions with the City Council. We've held many demonstrations and walks to bring light to the information. And so it's been a long struggle.
So what's been their response from the city and the development agency as well?
They are saying that they would like to have this area be accessible to all people, not just one group. And our response is that it is accessible to all people. There are fishermen that were down here last night fishing. There were families walking through the area, people walking their dogs. And in the last 10 years that we have been working here, it's always been the same. There are people that come here that know about Glen Cove. They come here and use this place. But most of the people that we talk to like it the way it is and like it because it's quiet and there's not a lot of distraction.
And do you know how much support the City of Vallejo and the development folks have on their side?
I'm not sure. I do know that the City of Vallejo gave the permits to GVRD free of charge in order for them to continue this project. They were both served with a civil rights action complaint on Wednesday afternoon, and it has gone over to the Attorney General's office, and they are investigating at this time.
So your tribe has filed a lawsuit? Who's party?
No. Spirit, who has been the lead organization for this struggle, filed the lawsuit. It's not a lawsuit. It's actually an administrative action, and we are the organizations that are allies. So Indian People Organizing for Change, Green Action, the International Indian Treaty Council, and AIM West are all involved in being allies in this struggle.
So what are you hoping to achieve by this administrative action?
We're hoping that the state general attorney will look at this and see that it is basically a discrimination against Native people, that our sites, which are cemeteries and ceremonial places, will be upheld, that we'll be able to come here, and that this place will not be desecrated or the land will not be moved by bulldozers.
And tell me what we're doing. You said you're going to be here for an undetermined amount of time. I'm sure the City of Vallejo knows this. What's been their response?
I have not heard from the City of Vallejo as of this time. The only thing that I saw was in the Chronicle at the very bottom that said that Mayor Osby Davis may come out and help us stop the bulldozers. So that's a positive response for our side.
And have you spoken or heard from him his office directly?
I have not as of this time.
And so tell me the significance of, you know, your planned action. Why are you planning, you know, this action now?
After 10 years of going to meetings at the Greater Vallejo Recreation District, after talking to them, pleading with them on a moral stand, we have gotten nowhere. And so with them getting the permits that are supposed to go into effect today, it felt like this was the proper thing to do for us to stand up for our ancestors, to do what was right, to not allow one more piece of development desecrate our cemeteries.
And so tell me, you know, we're standing here at this Glen Cove. Are we standing on sacred ground right now. Tell me where, you know, where we're at. Give me a little bit of direction.
Mm-hmm. Glen Cove is 15 acres of land. It's right along the Carquinez Strait. It was a place where my ancestors and other tribal people came down and they traded. But there are two main shell mounds that are on this area, and shell mounds are the burial sites of our people. And so anytime that there's cemeteries, no matter where you are in the world, those places are held sacred. And people should have a place where they can be forever interned and not be dug up. And so we believe that it's a respect issue as well. Just because people made laws after they came into this land does not mean that the laws beforehand should not exist.
And so are you planning on camping out for, you know, an undetermined amount of future? What's your plan after today?
Yes, this place will be occupied by non-Native and Native people for an undetermined amount of time so that we can resist peacefully anybody trying to bring heavy machinery into the area or trying to do anything that would desecrate the site as it is.
So you've been fighting the permit process all along, is that correct?
Yes, we've been fighting the permit process. We've been fighting the environmental impact report. We've been trying to talk to them on different levels. What had happened was that a most likely descendant was placed here and made a determination that it was okay, as far as we understand. One person should not be able to talk for all, and that's one of the other stands. We're hoping to bring that person along with GVRD and the city people together to have a conversation to maybe change the plans as they stand.
And tell me about the, tell me a little bit more about that in terms of the plans, the negotiations, some kind of compromise.
The one thing that we said that it was possible to happen is there is an old mansion called the Sturmel Mansion that sits on the site. There was also a caretaker's living quarters here, and they want to take down those particular buildings. We don't have a problem with them taking down the buildings. There's a lot of vandalism that's happening now, and we don't want to see anyone get hurt. And so we're in agreement that those buildings should come down, but they should come down in a way that doesn't have heavy machinery sitting right on top of the shell mound, that there's a way to take it down so it doesn't demolish any of the area around it. And so that's what we would like to talk to them about.
And you said that Glen Cove is 15 acres. Are you trying to protect all 15 acres? Is there, you know, a specific area within that size that you're trying to protect? Tell me about that.
We believe that all 15 acres is a place where that is sacred, and I think that people, both Indian and non-Indian, feel the sacredness of this area and come here for that reason, because they feel that peace. We'd like to protect the acres as it is because we don't know how far. They've never been able to determine how far out the shell mounds reach. And so as far as I'm concerned, that all this place is area that should be protected.
And do you expect, have you prepared for, you know, if the bulldozers start coming and then the police start coming, have you prepared for that or thought about that?
Yes, we have people that are in charge of talking directly to the police. We have also talked with somebody from the Community Relations Division of the federal government. They will be talking for us with GVRD and the city of Vallejo to try to set up communications. If the bulldozers come, we do know that we have a plan on how we're going to stop them. This is the only area in front here where they'll be able to get heavy machinery in, and we are prepared to stop that from happening in a nonviolent way.
And have you heard from either the developers or the police on if they're planning on coming today or when they're planning on coming at all?
No, we have not heard yet.
And how many people have you been able to solicit support from to put their bodies down to protect the land?
We have probably 100 people here right now. We're expecting more people to come. We have people coming from all over the place. So we know that we have a contingent that came up from Arizona and people that came from Santa Barbara and folks that are going to be coming from all over different parts of California. So I think that we have a large contingent of people that are willing to do that. We also have legal observers here so that we can make sure and ensure that people are taken care of and people are not treated in a bad way. But we're hoping not to have any arrests. We're hoping that we're able to do this without any arrests.
Thank you.